Hello, everybody. You look so serious. Have to smile.
What was there, Remy?
I know, I was giving my Aaron Hertzberg. You look too serious in the
Oh.
picture. Giving him Musser.
Remy, can I ask? Can I just as a question to start off with? Last week we were discussing the reason why the Ramah holds Hutra by Eshesach. What I thought I understood Rebbe's Mahalach was that there's no Sivus HaIsser because since the Torah wants it, that proves it's a good thing. No Sivus HaIsser. And Rafi's Mahalach was there is a Sivus HaIsser, but since, why should the Torah make it, they have to resort to Dechi every time you do it. So therefore, even though there's a Sivus HaIsser, but the Torah takes it off. And then we mentioned something about the Biyashnia by Chayv Olav and how that relates. Can Rebbe just go over that again?
Yes, he was asking that according to the second shot, that Be'etzem there really is a Sivus
Yes.
Iser. So why should the Torah make an Iser? Just because it's a Sivus Iser is not necessarily Aser. Torah has to make it Aser. So why should the Torah make it Aser if the Torah knows it's going to use the matrix? So just don't bother making it Aser. But that's only if the Torah is going to be matre in every single case. It's only going to matre
Right.
in some of the cases, then it does make it aser for those cases. That's why we usually have techiyah. And in most cases, it's techiyah, not hutra, because the Torah makes it aser because there'll be, that svara doesn't apply because there will be cases that we want it to be aser. So therefore, we make the iser, which is universal. It gives us the iser for the cases that we want, and then we do the fear. The whole svara, what you see called Rafi svara, was if every single case under the sun, you're going to do the fear, so then there is no point to make it aser.
Oh, I see.
So the question is, it's not really true that every single case, because
I beg him.
Biyashnia, it would logically should be aser. And now, with the because of this svara, it's not being aser. I mean, the Ramban says the Beferish that this is the reason, the Ramah, that this is the reason why Biyashnia is mutter, which means that there is no other reason, which means that Be'etzem, if you would fit this pshat into the Yad Ramah, then what he's saying is Be'etzem, Biyashnia should have been aser, because the Torah would not have done Hutra. Biyashnia would have been aser, and but it's because the Torah did hutra, that's why Biyashnia became mutter.
Once the Torah is matter, how can the Torah come and answer it again? How can the Torah tell the first time you do it, I'm matter it, yeah, but all of a sudden after that it becomes an Isser.
Well, if you were using Essay Daichalos to say that's
Okay,
fine,
so then it wasn't mutter.
right.
We're
So,
not using that.
but Rafi's svara, the second svara was. Now, Be'etzem, we have nothing against Essay Daichalos to say. There's no, that's really what would, the only thing is that why, there's no, don't make it Aser if you're going to always make it Mutter. But since by not making it Aser, you really, according to what this shot would come out, that really, I would have said, the Gashem Baruch Hu, what would you want about Biyashnia? You would really want Biyashnia to be Aser. Because there's a Sivus Iser there. And right, according to this pshat, he would want this pshat would say that if that that the preference, since the Ramah says that this is why Biyashnia is mutter, that means that there's no other reason why Biyashnia is mutter. It means the reason why Biyashmi is mutter is because we use the system of Hutra. If we wouldn't have used the system of Hutra, Biyashnia would have been Aser. That means that the Torah really wants Biyashnia to be Aser. If the Torah didn't want Biyashnia to be Aser, then even if you went, even without this reason, Biyashnia would be Mutter, because there's no, that Hashem doesn't want Biyashnia to be Aser. But the Ramban, the Yad Ramah is saying, and this is why Biyashnia is Mutter. So that means that without this reason, it's Aser. And according to this chap, the reason is, well, because of convenience sake, we made it hutra. So then if that's why Biyashnia is aser, mutter, I'm sorry. So you're just saying that really Biyashnia deserves to be mutter, deserves to be aser. But it was convenience to do hutra. So that's very funny. And the other pshat is the Yad Ramah is saying that there's no Siva Samachayev because this situation doesn't generate a Siva Samachayev. So then it reads, he's saying, there is a simon that there's no Siva Samachayev, and this is why Bishni is mutter, because there's also no Siva Samachayev, and that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants, when there's no Siva Samachayev, then it should be mutter. That's very nice. But according to this pshat, we're saying the etzem, there's a Siva Samachayev. The reason why Hashem's making a mutter is really because of Esei Deich Halos, except once you anyway know you're going to do Esei Deich Halos, you might as well just not make it usher in the first place. You know, so just, but what are you talking about? I mean, if I would do Esei Deich Halos, the Yishnei would be usher. So why should I do not making it usher and then be stuck with the Yishnei being mutter? Maybe Hashem didn't, you know, today. It's more misdaber not to do Esei Hutra and leave Bishniya Aser. Mm-hmm. That's what we were asking. What Dov was asking, I think, right? He was asking it. And it's also, it's not just Bishniya, it's also, you know, there are other cases too. There's Katan, Abu Akhtana, Uberes. Okay. No, that's not. You're making faces. No, it's okay.
Sounds good. I have to think about it.
I'm working on understanding.
And I was trying to go further today, so I wanted to go. You know, if we can, I like trying after Shabbos to move on a little bit. But you know, they said that the okay. You know, we'll have to see. It's definitely an interesting shaila what they meant. I'm not sure the rhyme from Hov Ishri is such a straight rat good raya, because all right, let's go further. So we pointed out that there seems to be, I mean, it's not just we pointed out, it's pointed out that there seems to be a tremendous steer in Tisus. And we're going back to Tisus, leaving the Yad Ramah and leaving the Ramban. Tisus, our Tisus, Asakasha, let's learn out from Yibum, from the fact that Eishasach is mutter, that Esei Deicha Elose Shesh Bekaris. And for Tisus, you can't learn out because Mitzvah Sobekah. Seemingly, Pshat and Tisus is, that's the way Rav Ochanan says in Pshat and Tisus, that the Etzem were using the system of Esei Deich Halos, and that's why it's mutter, except you can't learn out to everywhere else, because here, there's an added motivation. So it's more than just a regular Esei Deich Halos, it's an essay which is mitzvah sobikach, which is if you don't do it, you're not going to be deicha, you're going to lose out on the whole mitzvah yibum. So there's a stronger motivation to do Esei Deich Halos. So since there's a stronger motivation, so there, you can't learn out to other places than Esei Deich Halos Shesh Bekaris. So it would seem to come out from our tesis.
What's the svara of mitzvah Bekach that we're learning now?
I don't know. We didn't. I don't think we discussed it so much, but it sounds like it's just saying that we said that there is this, Rav Chaim Vital that says that there are, you know, Taryag mitzvahs are keneged Ramachay Barav Shasagidim, and every mitzvah is important, and the world needs the Taryag mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs offer a certain kedusha to the world. The whole world is kayim on the Taryag mitzvahs. And if one mitzvah would not be mekuyim, it's since barasi yisahar barasi the Torah not the barasi but the Torah histako baraisu bara alma. So if one mitzvah, the world is based on the Torah. So if one mitzvah is missing, then the world is missing. Kiyam ha'olam is totally, and you know, it's one perfect world, and if some little fish in the ocean would cease to exist, it would somehow affect the whole world. It's like if a person, chas v'shalom, loses one little, you know, you have a computer and one screw is missing, the whole computer don't work. So this is kinagin. So each mitzvah offers some benefit to the world, and it's very a benefit. Ruchni is the benefit, not just to the Gashmi world, but for sure to the Ruchni world, whatever that is. And therefore, if we won't be matter, if we won't be derech of the Eishesach, you never get the mitzvah yibum. So you'd have a mitzvah that can't be done. And a mitzvah that's never done is a tragedy. You have a mitzvah that's not done. So the world is missing that kedusha, that mitzvah. So the hechra, that we have to be matter it so that the mitzvah could be done sometimes, is a very big hechra.
What's the theory of the Rebbe you said? That Taisus is Taisus for himself?
Well, that's Taisus and Afkhaf. We'll have to see.
Doesn't Rebbe Elchanan just say that it would be a perk on the Mamatzinu? He seems to just say that it's a perk on the Mamatzinu. You want to say Mamatzinu to call it a
Rebbe Kula. That is what I'm saying. There's an extra strong motivation why over here we want to be Daicha. And therefore, you can't learn out from here to everywhere else and say Daicha Losa say. Because here there's it's more than just a regular essay. The stakes are much higher. You want to call that a pircha? Yeah, it's like a pircha. That's a good pircha. You know, it's a logical svara why here we're more likely to do essay daichalos essay than everywhere else. That's what it means a pircha. You can't learn out because here it's different.
Pircha has to be logical. I thought a pircha, you know, is pretty much.
Okay, but sometimes parables are logical and sometimes parables are illogical. I assume that he means that this is a logical parable. Illogical parables, maybe Chazal asks, I don't know if we would, you know, I don't know if Tavis could do it. I don't know when we ask the illogical parables and why not, you know. But this parable was illogical. Now you're going to lose a mitzvah. The world needs all the every mitzvah. You know, they say the same thing. And I mean, it's not the same, but, you know, we bring on Sukkot, Karbanos for the Ayin Umas. So I mean, that's a gosh, why are we bringing a Karbanos for the Ayin Umas? So there's somebody, I don't remember who, but I remember hearing this from an Adam Gadol, that chat is that the world needs Ayin Umas. Each Ummah has a certain different personality trait, which helps the world. That nida exists in the world is a helpful thing. Ein achinami, the ayin umas, they might use it for rishus, but there is a nida in there that's beneficial for the world. You know, there shouldn't be that nida when it's used properly is beneficial. Maybe the umma as Derek Lau uses it negatively, but every ayin umma has some nida taiva that is potentially good for the world. So we don't want any Ayin Umah should be wiped out. Just like we don't want that there should be no eagles in the world. There's no eagles in the world. It's a bad thing.
So what about the Zion Umos?
Okay, I don't know. Are they in the Ayin Umas that we bring korbanos for?
Well, Mestama, not once they were destroyed already.
Okay, so I guess
the Hagufa, why? Doesn't the Chinuch ask, like, why were the Goyim created at all? Because they're generally Rishon, so like...
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, you got me. But on the that's what someone said about the Ayin Umas. It says that we even find that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Zos HaBracha, that Yaakov had Ayin was connected to Ayin
Umas.
The Pasuk. What's the Pasuk?
Yatzev Umas. Yatzev Gulois Amin.
Amin Mispar B'nei Yisrael.
That means that the Ayin Umas, each one have a Midah. So they made Ayin in Bnei Israel so that someone in Bnei Israel should have an according midah of one of the Ayin Umas, so that Klai Israel should have every midah. So there are Ayin midahs, basically. So each Umah specializes in one midah, and if you need Ayin of Bnei Israel to also have one of those meters. So anyway, okay, but I'm getting off on a tangent. But the Pshash of Shana and Titus is, I don't think it's exactly a Gaza Tika Pericha. There's a Gaza Tika Pericha. Titus gives Svari, explains it. The Navgain Butler Mitzvah Yibum. It's a logical thing. We don't want the Mitzvah to be Batel. So that's a Pericha. Okay. That's a strong, a Pericha, there's a stronger motivation to do Essay Daichel also say. So what's the steer? So we have a Taisvitz on Daf Chav. Let's read Taisvitz on Daf Chav. But for the sake of I'm assuming everyone knows, but just on the case, sometimes people don't know. So we should look over the Gemara on Daf Chav Amud Aleph, just for the sake of running through the background. The Mishnah says, Klal Om Rabbi Yavama, that's our Mishnah Daf Beis. Also, I'm reading the Mishnah Daf Chav. If you're an erva, there's no yibum no chalitza. Iser mitzvah iser kedusha. So there's a certain case that you have chalitza v'no nibum. What are those cases? Iser mitzvah iser kedusha. Ambiguous words. The Gemara says, what are they? So they say the first one is shniyas. Shniyas means that they're derabana dika ervas. Okay, so that's midrabanan. It's an aishas ach. It's an achos ishto. So since an achos ishto is pater from yibin chalitza, so a drabana dega achos ishto is midrabanan pater from yibin and chalitza, and therefore you need chalitza because only midrabanan, but you can't do yibum. So midrabanan, it's an achos ishto. Okay, that's shnias. Shnias itself is a big sugya. What exactly it works, but we're skipping shnias. And then the other one, it says, Iser mitzvah, Iser kedusha. So if you look in the Gemara, it's about four lines up from the big lines. What are Iser kedusha? Grush, Amana kohen gadol, Grusha v'chalutza kohen hedget. So Amana kohen gadol. So there's a lav because she's in Almana. The Kohen Gadol can't marry a lav. Rashi says, Almana, the Kohen Gadol, Rashi was on the Mishnah, Shemeis Ochel Ahejit, Dinof Almana, Sadafana. So now, there's every Yavama, by definition, is an Almana. So it's an Almana, the Kohen Gadol. Or Grusha Chalutz, the Kohen Hedget. The Gemara. Okay. Now looking in the Gemara, four lines down from the big line, beginning, Amana going gado, kapasik the tani, roshlamin anasura shamin erisin. It doesn't make a difference. We so bishlamin anasuin asavin also say. Because it's a los say you can't marry an almana, and an essay that you should marry a basula. Then essay daichad osay vasay. So therefore, it makes sense that there's no yibum. And a minayerson, but an almana minayerson los say gredu. It's only a los say. Yavo etzev yitzvah los say. So why does the Mishnah say that chai de'lavin? Amana the Kohen Gadol doesn't have Yibum, and only has Chalitza. You should really have Yibum because Esay Deichel Osa say. That's the Gemara's Kash. Right? The Gemara of the Chorek could have asked on a Grusha also, but for some reason they picked on Amana the Kohen Gadol. Okay. So now skipping the Gemara, because Gemara is
if it was a Grusha, it would have been forbidden to the brother also. This way, at least it was okay. Mutter to the brother.
But the Gemara said the case of Grusha. Rashi said the case is Sha'avar Achiv Ameis Vinasa. So that's the case. So there is such a case. Okay, anyway. So now let's skip to the Maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara on Chaf Amadeis, on the first long big line at the bottom of the page, the last three words, and our Rava. What's that? Gzeira b'irishayna ato b'yishniya. That we make a gzeira, really, you're right. B'irishayna is mutter. Because essay daichel also say, so be a rishayna would be mutter. Aye, so why is it saying the Mishnah you can't do yibum? He said because be a shni is aser. Be a shni is aser because it's no longer a mitzvah. So be a shni is aser because you have an israel mona kohen gadol. There's no mitzvah. And whereas exera, then if we're going to let you do be a rishayna, you're going to come to do be a shni. In other words, since Midaraisa, the din is that's either the Yibo, so that's why it's in Baal O'Connell. If Midaraisa went the out of the Yibo, then it's not so simple to be in Baal O'Connell. But now that we're saying that Midaraisa is out of the Yibo, it's only Xavier, Drabon, Xavier, be it the Rishina, to be a Shnia. So it makes sense in Baal O'Connell. Okay, we don't want to get into the Baal O'Connell. That's a giant sugya in itself. What when we say in Baal O'Connell, that's a, one of the biggest sugyas later with the Baal of Tisis, but there's an Avnei Meluim, there's a whole, okay. But think of that, the Gemara says, that the Gzeira, the reason why it's Usher, is Zera be a Rishon Atu be a Shnia. Okay, so now we have a Taisis Atu be a Shnia. So this is a very interesting Taisis. Taisis says Lav Dafka Naka be a Shnia. The Gemara is saying what's Zera? Zera is Atu be a Shnia. So it's Lav Dafka. Vafido Gemara be a Rishon Aser. Givama Niknes Bara. Since Givama Niknes Bara, that means that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with the Ara. We don't know which comes first, the mitzvah or the kinyan, right? We had that debate in Adol. Is it because you have a kinyan, therefore you get the mitzvah? Because you have a mitzvah, therefore you get the kinyan? But whatever it is, they come basically at the same time. So the fact that Yavama Niknis Ba'ara means that you're Mekayim the mitzvah already with the Ara. So therefore, if you're using Essay Daichalos, say the mitzvah is finished at the time of the Ara. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed even to do Gemar Bia. So Taivis has a kasha. Why did it say Zera Atu Bia Shnia? It could have said even Atu Gemar Bia. And Prince Taivis, Ladavka, Enochinami, could have said Gemar Bia. Rabbi Matsina Maymark, Zera Atu Gemar Bia. Okay. Now, in this print, they put a period in. In the other prints, there's no period. I don't think Taivis had periods in it. I don't like when they put periods in. They make a... I don't like when they change the Gemara. In the old Gemaras, they know there's no period there. I don't know. Now the new Bengal period, they put a period. Okay. What?
Not my Gemara, no period.
No period. Thank you. No, because when the next point in Taivis, there's seemingly no Hemshech. So one of the guys in my share said that's why there's a period, because there's no Hemshech. So, okay, so the that's probably why they put a period, but I'm sure Taivis did not put a period. Somebody decided there's no Hemshech, so they put a period, okay. Anyway, the Eva after Biashniya Vitama, that now this is called Dabra. So seemingly there's no Hemshech. If someone can figure out a Hemshech, I'd be very happy, but I don't see any Hemshech. First time it was bothered by, why did it say Zera B'Yeri Shaina to be a Shnia? It could have said, it should have said, Zera B'Yeri Shara Ato Gemar B'Ya. And he says, Einach Inami, it could have said that, it's Lav Dafka. And now he has a new Gasha. Why?
If Taisus felt that Nasish the whole Dover would not be a Shnia, would there be any reason to say that Gemara B is Usher? If you're going to say that Nasish the whole Dover is Mutter, how could Taisus say that there's a Gzeira of Gemara B?
You're agreeing with me, believe it or not, you're agreeing with me, you're not going to. That's why this Taisus' second question is not relevant to anything in his first question, because if Nasish the whole Dover is Mutter Gemara B, is Matar Bia Shnia. So it's not relevant. Well, Taivis's point that Gemar Bia is included is irrelevant because Nasa Gishra Kol Davar is Matar everything. It's even Matar Biyashniya. So it's shorty Matar Gemar Biya. So it's not, it doesn't have any, this Kasha makes no difference. What the Xer is Ato Biyashniya. The Xer is Ato Gemar Biya. Nasa Gishra Kol Davar is Matar both of them. There is no room for Xerah. So the Kasha, there's no Hemsha L'chaira. So the Gemara says it's Xerah. Because future B is a Rasser, no, future B is Shemi Mutter, right? So it doesn't seem to be any Hampshire. Okay, I don't know. At the end of the world, you know, sometimes maybe there is no Hampshire. I don't know.
Would Rabbi be happy if Tosos repeated the Dibrei HaMaskel and then started in the Hatter B'ya Shnia?
What?
Rabbi would be happy if Tosos repeated the Dibrei HaMaskel up to
B'ya Shnia. Yes, he does that, Tosos, sometimes. Yeah. That would have been, you know, in the total fetchiness, if there's no Hemshech, then it should be. Usually, I mean, the Racham Avirim says it, whenever Taibis has a preamble, that's a that's necessary for his next Kasha. So I don't know, but okay, but it could be, listen, sometimes, like we say, Lashon is not worse, not the only strongest kasha. So okay, there is no hamshul, but I don't know. Okay, so now let's read this carefully. The ena after biyishnia mitam the nasis ishul kol davar. The Taibis has some kind of funny havamina. To me, it sounds pretty funny that there's a svara, there's a drasha, a nasis ke ishul kol davar. So that drasha takes off the Isser Achos Eishasach. So Taibis somehow thought that din of Nasek Ishtar L'chol Davar should also take off every single Isser under the sun. I don't know why he would think such a thing. Nasek Ishtar L'chol Davar takes off every Isser. I mean, I don't know why, you know. Nasek Ishtar L'chol Davar takes off Eishes Ach. I hear, because it says it's your wife, not his wife. How does Nasek Ishtar L'chol Davar take off Grusha the Kohen? I don't know how it's going to do it. Ramana the Kohen.
Isn't that a drasha?
Yeah, but the drasha.
So the drasha is mashma that you're not. If there's a drasha saying that you're Nasek Ishtar L'chol Davar, so that like. That obviously, I mean, Isha's the primary characteristic of Isha's is the Bia.
Right? I don't know.
You could hear why it would be Almana from the brother that was a regular Kayan, because the same thing that takes off the Isha's Ach takes off Almana because he was an Almana to his brother. So that could come off.
No, then you're saying, though, that Davis is Kasha only in a situation when you're an Almana from the brother. But if you were an Almana from someone else, then say she's not twice an Almana. The time is without the Kasha. I don't know. I don't know if that is, you know.
The Chayra, what Tosfos is asking also has to do with Mamzeres and Nesina Lebe the Yisrael. That's one of the categories also. That would not qualify to this leniency.
In other words, if you're going to tell me he's only by Almana, so that is a very weak question. So the Gemara says, Zera Biyarishana Biyashniya, you know, the use of that because there are many other cases. Okay. You think, well, we think, what about this case? Maybe. Okay, I don't know. So, all right, so you're saying Taibis is Amina was that somehow or another, the drasha of Nasa Gishra Kol Davar is, all right, that's what Aaron Herzberg is saying. Which I'm not, in other words, I thought that Nasa Gishra Kol Davar is not an illogical Xer Sakasa. It's a logical Xer Sakasa that's saying that you want to answer me because of an Eishasach, but since I took over the brother's marriage, so she's no longer an Eishasach. She's my wife, not Eishasach. You know, but you're saying no. David, I mean, it was as an illogical heter, and therefore it can be matter every single Isser under the sun. to use this Eli, the dumb drasha, Nasi Shal Daber, and then now we sir, and always sir, and disappear. That's type of this caution. Okay, I'm not so happy with that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, say what you want to say.
What happened? All right,
is it possible that Toysfis wants to say that the us and the ase and the lav, they don't just collide, they don't just collide at the beginning of the nisuin, but the constant it's a constant collision.
Yeah.
So it takes place even after, you know, the bia.
Well, the iser is only at the time of the bia. You're only over when you do a bia. There's no iser. I don't think it's an iser without a bia. The iser is having the bia with the chayve lav that I say. Every time, every new bia is a new iser.
The marriage itself is not an iser.
I don't know if there's an iser by of a marriage, but you know, money the kohen gadol.
Yeah, the Rambam says there is.
There is an iser.
There's two lavin by I think among the kohen gadol there's two lavin. One is to marry her, and one is to be with her.
Okay.
I don't know how Zika would work there in the Chnami, but I'm saying that's what I think.
Maybe Taisi says that it's not Kedushin of Asur and Labia, or that Pasha Pshat, he feels that Yavama, without being an Ishtar Chaldavar, you can't do Yibam.
Why? I don't know. Taisi is asking there should be a Heter because we have a Drasha, Nasik Ishtar Chaldavar. It's a drasha. He's not asking how I can't do Yibum. He says, somehow or another, Tavis thought, okay, let's go a little further. Tavis somehow thought that the pasuk that says, Naaseh l'Ishah l'chol daver, should tell me that this Isher goes off. So I'm just not so sure why Tavis thought that. So what is Tavis' answer? He says, the Eina Naaseh k'Ishah, it's only this svara, it's just a funny way of saying it. Ein onasas k'ishto is a way of saying that the heter only applies. I don't know what that means, but okay. Ein onasas k'ishto, what?
Maybe he's saying it in a way, he's saying like it limits the drasha of nasas k'ishto.
And a heichi the sharei b'lot chia, in a situation there was mutter without the chia, which means when there's no external other iser. Only the Eishasach. So it's Sharidei B'nal Tchia. So then we say, Nasas K'ishto L'chol Davar. Avo Chai B'Elavim. Afilo B'ir Rishayin El Oshar V'shem Tosu Yadokhil also say. Since Chai B'Elavim, you need it as a Dokhil also say. U'bi Yishnir D'nas B'Eseil O'Dokhil. So it's logical that it should be Osir. In other words, logic says, that by Almana going God though be a shnei should be aser, because we only were matter be a rishayna, because I say daichal also say, so obviously be a shnei, which doesn't have say daichal also say should be aser. The Torah said nasek ishel chol daver, so it sounds like he's saying that logic tells us don't apply it here. When something's mutter only because of say daichal also say, then of course be a shnei. That there's no essay, it's not mutter. So you can't apply Nasas Kisha L'chol Daver. Not logical. Why would it be mutter be a shnia if the whole head is only because of essay Daichalos essay and be a shnia doesn't have an essay? So that forces us to say that that's not pshat, and that Nasas Kisha L'chol Daver was not speaking here. It was only speaking in a case where it's there is no tchiya. The sharei below tchiya. So the
million. Our taisvus was lechayer and stira. Rebbe's going to ask, right?
Right.
Right. So, but that over there, because mitzvahs bekach is a super. Let's say the chalosa say. So that could be that. That's just hold up. It does work.
Well, you're answering the question.
I'm saying what Rebbe's.
Let's first ask a question. And then you can try and answer. this wise guy. The question is, Tyson says that the when do we say nasish kol davar? That's by a regular yavama. So the kasha is, according to our Tavis, it's not true. Because according to our Tavis, there's no case in the world that sharing al benal tachia. Because even a regular yavama is also using tachia. Our Tavis asks the kasha that learn out from every yavama that esay daicha lo se sheesh bakares. That means that he's learning that the reason why it's mutter is because shari lay through tachia. And then you can say the same logic. If the only and even Tavis had to answer is only because mitzvah kach is a stronger motivation, but it's still
the regular
using the system of tachia. And if you're using the system of tachia, then that doesn't apply to be a shnia. So
what do you do? What do you think? The regular.
I can't hear you.
The regular even.
You're being daicha the eight. That was Tavis's kasha. Our Tavis. Tavis says, learn out from a regular yibum that esay daicha lo se sheish bakaris because you're daicha the eight yisach. So that means that our Tavis in his havamina for sure was saying that the mitzvah yibum is daicha the eight yisach. Posh of Shat, Tavis in his tarets is granting that. He's just saying you can't learn out because it's mitzvah so begat. So it's a super S mitzvah. Super, there's a super tzara. But you
would say the opposite.
So then if you're using the system of Asay Daicha, so when you get to Biyashniya, it doesn't make sense. Why should it be mutter? It's no longer as far as Asay Daicha. And a mai, the Torah is matter. So the Torah can be matter by Amon Lekoin Gadol too. It's both the Kasha in Svara and in Lashon. In Svara is what's the difference? And in Lashon, Tavis says just the word. Tavis says the sharei below tachia. Tavis says that a normal yavama is sharei below tachia. That's not true. According to our Tavis, every yavama needs tachia.
At least on the svara point, is it so like unreasonable that. We only are willing to extend the Nasa's Ishul Chodavar Drasha is extending like the Chia to the rest of the marriage.
Why is it extending?
Let's say
the simple shot, if you're extending the Chia to the rest of the marriage, is because the Gemara really on Chaf and on Yutzah Saman days said, you look, Gupa, that's where they have that Drasha. The last two lines says V'yavma Abdayim Yibumim Rishayim Alaha. V'lochala Leisha V'yavma Abdayim Yibumim Rishayim Alaha. All the time, Kotre Gishol Daver. So the svara would be that because you even Biyashniya is a shtickle doing mitzvah Yibum, because Abdayim Yibumim Rishayim Alaha. There's still Yibum. So then. If that's the svara, then you're still doing yibum. So then that could apply to our mother going on too. Not that you're
still doing yibum mamish, but it extends like the heter from the isha side.
If you're doing yibum, and therefore you're allowed to extend the heter of esay daichalos the same mitzvah, so bekach. So you should extend the heter of esay daichalos the same mitzvah. So
only Ashes Ach is being the heter is only for Ashes Ach that's being extended, because that's the only one.
Why should that be? If you're
for the same reason,
mitzvah so bekach doesn't demand to extend the heter. You say, right?
Why can't you use the same? Why not? Or at least it's as far as shayach to that. If every single yibum you had to divorce her right away, that would be very a bit of a shver, like math, like the Torah should command, like. It would be a divorced wife. So shikul almost like pre-tistic to have such a thing. Like every single time you just divorce the woman after you have to deal with her. Like so for the Torah. So we understand the Torah says ukaf l'isha to say that okay. So stam even we're not going to make an institution where you do be it once, then you get rid of her. But there's no reason you have to apply that to like incidental cases where there's another lav in the mixture. So why do you have to? It's not like some big problem that you're saying like every time you do even you're going to divorce the woman after you have to deal with her. They got a lot of points.
Once you see that we do that by the Aishas. Oh,
because
so
we can't,
you should do it by the other ones too. It doesn't.
What's
sound...
the reason we have to do that by the other ones? Why would you? There's a special drasha for Yibam, for intrinsic, the intrinsic Indian of Yibam, that you shouldn't, that we're not, the Torah is not making an institution where you just go with a woman and you get rid of her.
Okay, but this is chaser and taisvus. Taisvus doesn't say your svara, you know, like it. I don't see that in taisvus. Taisvus just say because you don't need the chia. I mean, that's not true. You need the chia here too. You're saying something else. You're saying that the, because I don't see that in taisvus words. You know, you're making up your own svara. You know, it might be a good svara, but it's an Aaron Hertzberg special. Truth is somewhere Taisus says it, so I can't make fun of the svara. Taisus does say you're svara somewhere that the Torah would make a din and have you divorce her right away. Okay, I happen to agree. That's it happens to be, even though you made it up, it's not a bad svara. It's true. It happens to be a good svara, but I don't see Taisus saying it here.
Taisus says that Taisus in the next part. He says that where the he married her beheter, right, and then he became a kohen gadol. You wouldn't even need the pasuk because it's pasuk that in other words, even in that case, right? If we certainly learn the chia over there, he still calls that beheter. So obviously, when it comes to Eishes Ach, right, we have to understand that a mitzvah bekach makes it some kind of super dechia or blows out the lav. And that's called a married beheter.
Okay, so that can we? So you're telling me that we should read Vayetzer and Taisus. So what you're saying is like this: you're a Chavetz Chaim fetches. You asked the kash and you didn't finish Taisus, right? That's what you're saying. You're making fun of me. So, but even if you're right, I still would say you're not. It's still a good kasha because the language of Taisus. Taisus says. And a heker the shayla of the chia, so that doesn't fit into our taisis. Just even the lashon, because our taisis says we are using the chia. So even if you're right, but I don't know if you're right yet. So let's go further in taisis.
The funny question that I have: why is it not against darchinoyam? To let them get divorced after Peoro or just be Rishoino. What happened to that? It's a funny question. I know. I'm just trying to.
I don't know. Maybe it is against Darkenheim. I don't know. I don't know. But the Gemara doesn't say. Gemara learns it out from a drasha. I mean, Tavis is learning it from a drasha. Megarsha began to Machzira. The Gemara Tavis says, I don't know. Maybe it's also Dark Ingnaim too. It could be, you're right. That's what Aaron Hertzberg was saying, is that be a shnia, that it's not right. But then...
No, but well, she's much of a shook. So why is the problem Dark Ingnaim?
Okay, because you married her.
The poor woman, but, okay. You can't do like a piece of meat like that.
Okay, anyway, I don't know. And then let me finish it. But then that should be the same thing by Chai Ve'lavim also. You should have the same time. Should also be like a dark Ainayim.
Well, then you could just don't do Yibam unless you, you know, ask her if she's not Maskim or. But if it's to have it by every single Yibam means like there's no way to do the mitzvah without divorcing her afterwards. So like,
okay. Let me finish Taisus. So that was Shmuel made a suggestion. We finished Taisus. So I happen to hear his point. Can't ask the kasha without reading the whole Taisus. So let's finish the Taisus and then we'll see. But the only time we say this svara is when it's mutter without the chiyah. So Rekiv Eger tells us that we have to look at Daf Chesam and Beis. But okay. Well, let's just wait for that. So that's logical. So we're not gonna you apply the principle of Nasa Kishra Lechol Davar in that case. Okay. Apagav the parak abor yedimto. Lo maastrik ro eda the iris v'akar kam nismani yotkoy gado. The only time we need a pasuk is by the person was Miss Ari Abel Nosa, Kodesh Adana Mashra, the Lotzari Krosha Klekaima, Shimda Nosa Behatar. Now, this is talking about Yibum or not Yibum. This is talking about.
It's not about Yibum.
About Yibum?
I think so.
Iris? What's Iris by Yibum?
Oh, so maybe not then. Maybe not.
Says, it's
a Mishnah in Samach Aleph. Iris and Salmana, the Nisanis and the Elkhoin God. This is not by
Yibum. Regular marriage, right? I think regular.
Right, a regular case. Person was my God, was my God. Irisa means not engagement. Irisa means a real marriage, real Kedushin. So he had Kedushin with Almana. And then he became a Gadol Gadol, Yiknos. So he's allowed to marry her, to finish the marriage. Umaisa b'Yeshua ben Gamla, Shekidish and Marisa bas Bisim, Umanoa mechle yotkoin Gadol, the concept. Okay. Now we have Yibum. Shomeris Yavim shenafla if they go in Hedjit, and it's Mani yotkoin Gadol, Apagachos, but my very low Yiknos. Okay. There's a Gemara, Tana Rabban, Minayim Shem Iris is Almana, Nismanis Nidnaniyos Koin Gado She Yikmis, Talmudomar Yigach Isha. What's it say? Where does it say Yigach Isha? That's by the Pasik, that the Suda Me'am of Yigach Isha, by the Isser Koin Gado, it's Mashma. For this, we have this drasha that if you engage already, it's no answer. Okay. So what's Tavis one? So this is what Pashup Shop, this has nothing to do with anything. This is not a din of Yibum. This has nothing to do with the Pasik of Nasik Ishtar Lechol Davar. Right? Nasik Ishtar Lechol Davar is a special Pasik by Yibum. Here, there's a different din. There's a drasha by Kohen Gadol. So what's Tavis one? So let's see Tavis again. The Aval God the Perikabol Yevimto Lo Maastrik Kroa El Iris Akramanik Koin Gadol. They only need a pasuk for an Iris, and then you became a Koin Gadol. Avom Nasakon Masvane Maastrik Del Sarik Kroa Sheyach Vodekaima Shem Dis Nasavehetik. So we see from there a Svara. That Nasa Beheter, you don't need any pasik. Because if it's Nasa Beheter, and now she's an Almana, so we don't care. In other words, I married an Almana, and then I became the Kohen Gadol, or assuming I'm a Kohen, which is not the case. So then, how can I be a Kohen Gadol and married to an Almana? And it says, if it's Nasa Beheter, we don't care that, and you don't even need a pasik for that. So what's Tavis is Kasha? What's Tavis is Kasha? You don't even need a pasuk. So what does it do with anything? So what's his Kasha?
The marriage is good, the bias are mutter afterwards. As long as the marriage was initially better. So then who then by Yibum, since the marriage was better, so then everything else, then the bias, all the bias should be mutter afterwards.
So what's his Kasha?
You see, if the marriage was better, so then there's all the beer, everything's mutter afterwards.
So he wants,
it shouldn't be good.
The marriage of Almana and Kohen Gadol?
Yeah.
You think Almana and Kohen Gadol?
The marriage of the Yibum is better, so therefore everything else should be mutter afterwards.
You know, there is, forget about the pasuk of Nasik Ishtar Lechol Davar. We just explained that pasuk doesn't apply. But without any pasuk, just like Almana and Kohen Gadol. In that case, Almana Kohen Gadol. Now, this is like a whole new question. In other words, Almana Kohen Gadol says here, Almana Kohen Gadol in our Gemara is Aser B'Yishniyah. Why is B'Yishniyah Aser? Because the beer is shine that was only mutter because of the chia. Here for the beer shnia, we don't have the chia, should be awesome. So his kasha is kuba amana going god though. It's the same case, it's the same iser. The same iser of amana going god though. We see from the Gemara later that there's no iser amana going god though when the original nesuin was beheter.
Except the Tisus holds that then you could do just Myra.
Wait, I just want to get the question. So since Tisus said this, this is like another Chaira, but seemingly this is like a whole new question that our Gemara says. Right now, this has nothing to do with the Drasha Nasish and Choldaver. That's over. Now we have a whole brand new question that which you could have asked without Nasish and Choldaver. He's saying, all right, the Gemara, that Gzeira be a Rishina, Ato be a Shnia. Shina is, why do we do Gzeira be a Rishina, Ato be a Shnia? Once be a Rishina's mutter, because of Esay Daichal also say, so then the Svara of Samach Aleph, that if you marry Be'eter, there's no Israel, I'm on the coin Gado, right? Nothing to do with anything before. Right, so
Might be that Nasa Ishtar is how he knows it's like to be able to Madama to Nasun.
No, it's nothing to do with Nasa Ishtar.
If there was something Chasar and he weren't Nasa Ishtar and Chodavar, so then maybe
not using the Drasha of Nasa Ishtar. And he's saying this should be the same as Samach Aleph. So it's nothing to do with the Drasha of Nasa Ishtar. I don't think so. I don't know if that's true. It's a brand new question.
Is Samach Aleph? Samach Aleph is heter gomer. No, Samach Aleph is heter gomer. In our Gemara, it's asid dochalos asid.
Right. So that's his answer. I don't know what was his havamina. I don't know.
The way Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says.
Well, that's one thing I was saying. Before I get Rabbeinu Peretz, let me first finish Tosfos. Then we go. Does the conscience by Machos like Kra show the Kaima Shem the Nos of Heter? So it sounds like. That's why I'm just arguing with Shmuel that this has nothing to do with the previous type. First type is wanted to come in and use the svara nasik ishtar kol davar. So that he says the nasik ishtar kol davar is a special din that only applies when it's mutter, not with tachia. Now it comes to the second din. The second din is only by amana going gadol. Right, Sandy said before there are other cases of Chai Ben Avim. This Kasha, famous Pashtus, would never ask this Kasha to be Mater Grusha, to be Mater Mamzer, right?
He's only, why not?
Because it's a special Drasha. The Gemara
is not a Drasha. But it's not a Drasha. You're seeing the fact that it's not a Drasha.
The Drasha.
You don't need one. But he said, it's kind of like we didn't need one. No?
Maybe it's a Chai Ve'Asei.
And you're right, it's without a drasha. So he's saying without a drasha, so he would say it's a
din. We see that if you married someone beheter, you had the bia shnia, is not a problem anymore. And all these cases over here, Tosfos is assuming right now that all these cases are beheter because, you know, the mitzvah.
Okay, maybe you're right. I take it back. So, but this is, it's still nothing, there's a new kash. I still think nothing to do with Nazi Shmuel Dabar. So let me cut this there. I'm not going to go back to the guy who knows the heter. There's the word nami. I don't know what the word nami means.
Same idea.
Yeah, okay. Shem the heter below shem the chias iser nasa. Avahaka be a rishon asher mishem nasa. Yes, dachi also say. So be a the mitzvah dachi be a the mitzvah lo dachi. Okay.
He has to spell it out to get at the end.
What?
Yes, the Tosfos has to be coupled as shown at the end.
Tosfos has to be what?
He has to like say over his answer twice. Like, what does he have to say at the end? Be the mitzvah da'achit, la mitzvah da'achit, and that is point. Hold on.
I don't know if he spells it out. That doesn't bother me. He speaks very clear. I don't know what Shmuel was saying. Hasam Nami. I don't see what this has to do with the, you know, it just. I mean, it's coincidentally, it's the same structure, but it's not the same svara. The answer, the first kasha was, why don't we say nasik ishtar chol davar? The answer is because it's not logical. Nasik Ishta called, why would it be Nasik Ishta called Davar if you're only mutter because of Essay Daichalosa saying Biashnia? There is no essay. So why should you be mutter? So it's not logical to say Nasik Ishta called Davar. The second gosh is say, since it's Nasa Beheter, to some kind of special Svara, then if you're Nasa Beheter, so we're not going to make an Isser after you're Nasa Beheter.
So the
answer for that is that if it's the Chia, that doesn't apply. I don't see any connection between in Svara, between the fact that Nasa Beheter doesn't apply when it's the Chia. You know, it's not the same Svara. The Svara he said before was simple, that if the Heter is only because of the Chia, so in the second Bia, there's no Dechia, there's no Essay, so of course it's going to be Usher in the Bia Shnia. That was a very, very simple Svara, common sense, that if you're going to tell me that Bia Rishina is only Mutter because of Essay, Daichalosa say, so when you get to Bia Shnia, of course it's Usher, because you don't have Essay, Daichalosa say. But now you're coming along with a kasha that there's some kind of yashris that if the bia rishayna was mutter, then if your marriage was mutter, once the marriage is, you get a grandfather in. Once you were mutter, so your grandfather in. So type of kasha is if your mutter is mutter, what do I care if it's mutter because intrinsic is mutter or is mutter because of the chia? Either way, a mutter is mutter.
The seventh Tosis is a question. How does he understand Nasa Ishul Choldover? You shouldn't need Nasa Ishul Choldover. This svar should apply in for sure in the case of Yibum also, and you won't even need a svar Nasa Ishul Choldover.
First of all, you need Nasa Nasa Ishul Choldover. Nasa Ishul Choldover, that's assuming it's not Tachia. So it still doesn't answer our question.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if Tosis's question is true, then you won't need Nasa Ishul Choldover because this will include a Yibum case also.
Nasa Ishul Choldover is even if Megarsha beget or Machzira. So therefore,
okay, fair enough.
If structurally, if Nasa Ishul Choldover is like establishing, it's like saying that the Torah is saying that the Torah wants you to have like a relationship with this Ishas Ach, and not just like it's not just one Bia. The Torah is saying to have being mounted like the whole to have a full like relationship with it that is Mamshef afterwards. So and then those things, but when if you're Docha another Lab, that's only Shaykh to Ishas Ach, because there's an Isser in the relationship with an Ishas Ach is Ba'etzim Asr, and the Torah is saying that the Torah here with even Torah wants you to have a relationship to be able to have the whole relationship with the Ishas Ach. The mitzvah, that's not inherently like the mitzvah even though. So then if Tosus is limiting, it's saying like, but to be Dochas, any other lav, you don't see, it's what he actually means in the first answer, when he says that it's only Shaykh, not by Tachiyah. So then would that also answer the Hasanam is when he tried to ask from with the Kohen, the Spanish Kohen Gadol, is that you see there that as long as the marriage was beheter, the Torah is mounted in the relationship afterwards. So that's that.
What I don't know. What are you trying to do? I'm sorry. I'm not following. What question are you trying to answer?
The
we have a few questions on the floor. Let's just review because we're running out. The biggest question is there are three questions on the floor, four questions on the floor. I don't know, a bunch of questions. The one question is the steer between the Taivis and Daf Gimel and our Taivis. One is in the Lashon, because Taivis says Hecha the Sharei Bino Tachia, which means that he says that a normal Yavama is Sharei Bino Tachia, and our Taivis seems to say not like that. The second Kasha is in Svara. It's not just that the Lashon, logically, since our Taivis is not like that, so Taivis' answer doesn't seem to work. You know, the guys are trying to answer that question, but okay, I don't know. The third question is, I'm not exactly sure what in the hemshach of what this the two questions. Okay, I'm not sure if they have to have a hemshach, but this is it's first time it's one of the matter because that's the Gishul Chol Davar. And now he wants to be matir out some kind of svara because you married her better. Nothing to do with Nasi Gishli Kol Davar. Because that's it, then even by not by Yavama. Okay. And his answer, he says, Nami. I don't know what has to do with Nami. Doesn't sound like it's any similar answer. So I don't know that either. Not a different, it's not the same answer. It's not in Havana, it's not the same answer.
Yeah, same before
that. Okay. Anyway, what?
The Rishonim also saying for Tosfos Be'er Peretz, the way he says the kasha is that why should it be a gezera of Be'er Rishonim or to Be'er Shniyah? Be'er Shniyah itself should be mutter, midi dahava, by Kayin, who's Nismana.
That's how we're learning also.
So Tosfos' answer that you cite
is that Tosfos has two kashas. Be'er Shniyah should be mutter because the Nasek is a kol davar. And once he shlugged that up, he has a new reason why Be'er Shniyah should be mutter, because you're Nasa Beheter.
But it's a Tosfos' bar. How do we know that that should be a good rule? You know, there's that rule that says just because you got a green light that grandfathered in. How do we know that's Tosfos no right to that whatsoever?
No, Tosfos has a right from Samech Aleph. That's what he brings by Samech Aleph, because you see by Samech Aleph that we don't need a pasuk to be matter. And our mother, they're going God that when your grandfather did.
And aren't we saying the same thing by Chayv Elam that said the step before? We're saying the same you said, right?
Where? Why? I didn't thought of what?
In the first Haaretz, right?
Where's
you think there's a difference of when it works through a system of without the Chia, when it works through a system with the Chia, right? There's a difference between the systems. Yeah. How do we know there's such a system? So we see that Samach Aleph, there's such a difference between the systems. Tosfos needs Samach Aleph. He needs.
I don't. The different system, I think, when you know the Chia, so there's no reason why it shouldn't be Aser. Why it should be Aser? When it's the Chia, there should be Aser because it's no longer a mitzvah anymore. So, of course, it's going to be Aser. Okay, I don't know what to do with Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph is a different concept. Samach Aleph, there is a logical reason to be also, because now you're a Kohen Gadol. Yesterday you weren't a Kohen Gadol. Now you are a Kohen Gadol. Deserves to be also. But there's some kind of din that once you marry the Heter, you stay Mutter.
When should I kick in Nasish to Bechol Dover? When shouldn't I kick in Nasish to Bechol Dover?
Nasish to Bechol is a special din by Yevama. It doesn't apply by Samach Aleph.
I understand.
Wasn't using Nasich Goldar. Samach Aleph was using a different
svar. I understand. I understand. I'm just saying, in Yevamos, when should we use Nasich? I could use it by Chayv Elavim. I could use it by other times.
What does Hava mean? It wasn't applied to Chayv Elavim. And Tavis Maskana is it's illogical to apply to Chayv Elavim. Because since the Heter is based on Esay Daicha, so you're not going to be Daicha and be a Shnia. So of course, therefore, of course, it's also logical to assume you're mother.
But once I get in the Havamina, once I get in, I should be a green light. Forget about Yevamos.
That's the second kasha. We're not worth that. We don't hold that. You can't mix the two kashas. That was Tavis' the second svara that he sees from Samach Aleph, and he says you don't see it. The first svara is not you. No, right. Once you get in, you have a green light. I don't know.
If we didn't say Asay Dor Chalus Asay Ba'alma, we would still have it. Even would still be Docha because it has its own possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, could at least Gabi the Stira, because then Tosfos just doing what we hear on Daf Chav is like dealing with the system of this like the Torah system of Asay Dor Chalus Asay that we learn out from the climate system and so on.
The law of the Chia means without the normal system of the Chia.
Yeah, meaning Harai, because even if there wasn't any system of the Chia, we would still say that wouldn't knock out evil. So
okay, I don't know. It's a little daifik in the lashon. Let me leave it. We're over time. We have a little bit to think about. I like leaving things. We have what to think about. Baruch Hashem.
According to Rebbe, in a regular case, she's saying I say Doch Lissa according to Daf Gimel, right? So we are saying, I say the Chalos to say, it's working through the system, and yet I apply a Nasesh L'chol Dover.
Yeah, okay.
So I have those two systems at the same exact time. It's not that it's perfectly, but we have that system. And yet I say Nasesh L'chol Dover. So over here, L'chai V'lavin should be the same thing. I should have a Dachiyah system. That's Rebbe's Kasha. Once Rebbe has that Kasha from Daf Gimel, right? that means that Taisa is not setting up the systems. He needs to find when we say what, because either way, I have the chia, and one place I have nasish the chol davar, and one place I don't.
I so what you're saying, I'm right, I'm wrong. I don't know what
I'm saying, that Taisus has to needs Samachalf to show us what kind of system we need. So he needs to come on. When do we say Nasir Kol Dover? I gonna tell me, but over there's Chayvi Lavin. Yeah, but by Eishes Ach, we still say it, even though it's say the Chalaisa say, yeah, we still say it.
Okay.
This has unfinished business.
Okay. I'm not ready to buy yet, but okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe.